Another thing that comes out of these data is a picture of the patients with HER2 positive tumors in general. We've had the impression that they have a worse prognosis. Do you think that the control arms of these studies without the trastuzumab have confirmed that?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to compare it with, a comparable, non-HER2 new overexpressed population. But in general, certainly from the NSABP trials for a node positive population, it tends to be a population with worse prognosis. In the node negative population, I mean, that issue becomes a little bit more controversial.
I guess the fact that we're seeing a survival advantage at, 2 years of follow-up sort of underscores the fact that the disease is more aggressive than the average breast cancer.
Perhaps, or that Herceptin is working through a novel mechanism and that its effect is so great. And we're seeing it in distant disease-free survival, and we already see a survival benefit, probably speaks to the fact that, we've targeted a population with a highly effective agent.
It's interesting about that concept of the mechanism of action. And, I guess there has been a lot of attention to the distant disease-free survival curve and the distant disease-free hazard rate, which is so dramatically decreased. Can you talk a little bit about what that looks like and sort of what's behind that in your view?
Well, I think, as we've said, that you can wait a lifetime to see curves that have these kinds of dramatic differences so early on in follow-up. And when you see a curve of distant disease-free survival where the treated arm, namely those patients who've received Herceptin, is flat, is dramatic. I mean, does this mean that tumor cells have been eradicated permanently? And that these women have been cured. I mean, that's the great hope. I mean, for the distant disease-free survival, we're seeing a difference at 4 years in the combined analysis of 90% versus 74%, an absolute 16% difference with a p-value that's 10 to the minus 10. So these are very, very dramatic results. And, have we crossed the threshold in our perception of the opportunities to treat the disease? I think we have.